Choice Tunes every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to Choice Tunes, and you know what it's all about. We have a special guest comes in, we hear a bit about their lives, what they've done up to now, and then we play some music that's had an influence on their lives. They're going to tell us what the music is and what sort of influences. My absolute pleasure to introduce Tim Hennon. How are you, Tim? Or counsellor, as I should say.
I'm very well, thank you, Alan. Thank you for the invite, and hello, listeners.
We're glad that you accepted the invite. Tim, now, we like to know a bit about the people, and that's what this show's all about, people that are leaders in the community and just how they come. So, first of all, we'd like to ask you where you were born.
I was born in Richmond, down in Melbourne, Alan, yeah.
Yep. And were you brought up in Richmond, Tim?
Or? No, look, I spent a little bit of time in Richmond, but I've had one or two jumps in my life. Certainly a bit of time in North Box Hill.
Yep.
Box Hill, and then teenage years in Ringwood, and certainly made the move to Mount Evelyn in 1986.
The old Richmond would have been a bit of a rough and tumble time in those days,
yeah,
would it?
Yeah, it was. Certainly living down in... the heart of Richmond, and going to the footy, you know, with Dad as a kid, and certainly barrack for Richmond. It was a really different time.
It's amazing, you know, places like I've got a daughter that lives down in Port Melbourne, and Port Melbourne was the dive, you know, a lot of years ago. Now they're $2 million properties.
It's absolutely.
Same thing with Richmond.
Yeah.
Tim, we don't talk about school because everybody went to some sort of school. What was your first job, Tim?
Newspaper boy, and I worked for both the two news agents in Ringwood. Yep. Spencer's at Ringwood Railway Station around the streets, and then selling newspapers on a Saturday morning for Ken Ward at Eastland at the top of the escalators.
Right, so then you got through your part-time jobs. What's been your work history, Tim?
Oh, listen, I'm qualified electroplater. Worked for Stokes, Australasia and Ringwood for many years.
Yeah, they were a big name. Yeah.
I worked for Mitt and Rod, KG Luke and Franklin Mint.
Yep.
So I've done a lot of precious metal plating. Yep. Then I went into chemical compounding. I've also done rigging. I worked for Composite Buyers for many years, but until, unfortunately, they folded and were taken over in the early 1990s.
Yep.
And I progressed into my own company as Tim the Tank Man, selling and installing rainwater tanks.
Yep.
And, of course, in 2005, I was asked to stand for council in Yarra Rangers, which was a great honour.
Yep.
And after the third attempt, because I had it tried in 1999 and 2002, I got in. And towards the end of 2006, I was honoured to be elected as mayor and
terrific.
Came back in 2007 as mayor and also 2008 as mayor.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, and I had the honour of being deputy mayor in 2009, unelected in 2012, re-elected in 2016, and I'm still there.
That's fantastic, Tim.
Mm.
Right, so now you've brought along some songs with you and we're starting off with... Tony Fisher and West of the Wall. Why did that get into it, Tim?
Alan, it's one of my most favourite songs of all time. It was Mum's most favourite song, and every time it came on the transistor radio in the kitchen, Mum would turn it up full pelt. It's got it talks about families being disconnected because of the Berlin Wall.
Yep.
As a kid, I didn't know that, Alan. I didn't know anything about the wall. I just knew that Mum loved that song so much, and it almost brings a tear to my eye when I hear it because it reminds me of my mother so very quickly.
Fair enough. Well, that's what this Choice Tunes is all about, and music it does bring back great memories, doesn't it?
Oh, especially this one.
let's listen to Tony Fisher and West of the Wall. Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. So, Tim, we've heard that song. What was the next one we've got is Peggy Wood and Climb Every Mountain. Now, I think we all know this from Sound of Music. How did that make it into the...
Certainly growing up in Box Hill, Alan, we always went to the Regent Theatre, the movies on a Saturday afternoon in winter, and the Box Hill Surrey Dive swimming pool in summer, but... Sound of Music is my most favourite film of all time, and I was brought up in a Catholic family, and the nuns are quite prominent in Sound of Music, and this one reminds me of my only grandparent, Mum's mum, in my lifetime, Nana Rose, and it's just a beautiful song, and it teaches you to climb every mountain in your lifetime.
Absolutely. We all have plenty of mountains, don't we?
You bet we do.
Let's listen to it. Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now, Tim, I should have given you a bit of heads up on this, but as you know, I've had a little bit of a trouble. It's not the computer's fault, but it's on the computer and it's me. But anyway, we're right now. Tim, what would be, you've been on council for a number of years now, on and off. What would you see was your best thing that you've done while you're on council, the thing you're most proud of that you've done? Or do you want to think about it?
No. I can say it straight away. The Mandevlin Skate Park, Alan.
Yep.
That's probably the thing that I'm most proud of, because it took me 5 years before I got on council and 3 years on council to get that going for the children of Mandevlin.
Terrific. And so it took 8 years of work.
It took 8 years of very hard work to convince the community this was a worthwhile project for children and the families. And since it was opened in 2008, it's had wonderful accolades.
Oh,
the children have loved it.
So that's something you can really look back over your lifetime, is it? Even in 20 years' time when you drive past, you can say, well,
I would be very proud.
I did that.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Frank Sinatra, my way.
Alan, obviously I don't work full-time in council because under the Local Government Act, you don't get paid a lot of money.
No, you don't.
I'm an assistant funeral director.
Are you?
And I have been for 12 years.
Yep.
And in my early years, my father listened to all the crooners, all the fantastic singers from Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. I love My Way. I hear it frequently. It is the most sought-after song for loved ones who've passed away,
is
for their families.
Funerals?
Most certain it is. And every time I hear it, it reminds me of my father. And the words are just so fantastic in there.
Let's play it.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, to mention, I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Did it my way.
It was my way.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. Now, Tim, you've told us at the moment you're working part-time as a funeral director's assistant. Let me ask you, what made you pick a vocation of being a funeral director?
Well, the story is, Alan, that in 2008, after my second mayoral year, I decided I wanted to be a marriage celebrant. And yep. I studied at Box Hill TAFE and got my papers through the Attorney General's Department in Canberra.
Yep.
But you have a regulation under the Australian government where you must enact a wedding in the first year. I was also told at the same time, why don't you become a funeral celebrant, Tim? And I thought, that's good. I'll work in the funeral industry to get a feel for it.
Yeah.
And I really love what I was doing with families in the funeral industry. So after a year, Canberra said to me, look, Tim, are you going to do this? Are you going to continue? I said, no, I want to remain in the funeral industry. So I paid all that money. I never really did a marriage, a wedding,
yeah.
And have stayed in the funeral industry. And I really love what I do
so
for families.
So you must have a big heart because you obviously, you must feel for the people when you go around and get involved with the funeral.
All of us, when we lose a loved one, are at their lowest ebb. And
yep.
I have a very dear lady friend at the moment who only lost her mum on Sunday night. And I send out my heartfelt regards to Suzanne, who's going through that at the moment. But I was happy to continue being in the industry that I'm in. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, yeah. But I really am honoured to do it.
We need people there. Right, Ed Sheeran, Supermark Flowers.
Well, it's a similar theme. Ed's coming up there. There are many, many people that love this particular song, also yep. for their loved ones during services that we have in the funeral industry. And when you listen to the words, it's very reminiscent of what happens in the end.
All right, let's listen.
Took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. Threw the day old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved. Took the Garrett Wilson cars and stuffed animals. Put the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But Mum, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up. But I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You are an angel in the shape of my mum. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home. Fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up. Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. Shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah. You're to see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know that when God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home.
Righto, Tim, we're gradually working our way through the music that's had some influence on your life. We like to ask the big questions here too, the things that really put you on the spot. What was your first car?
A HD station wagon. Yeah. And I didn't know anything about cars, but yep. Mum and Dad didn't drive a car. They never had their license. But I had one thing in my favour. Yep. I chrome-plated, being an electroplater, as I told you, I chrome-plated all my mate's stuff and they looked after all my cars.
Oh, that was terrific, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you had plenty of chrome on the old HD?
Well, I had a little bit, but more often than not, I had all my spark plug changed, everything lubed, and my car looked after, and all my mates had it on their cars. So they never charged me money, my mechanic friends.
That's all. Did Greg do anything for you?
No. I didn't even know Greg then.
Right. I don't think you heard that. Joan Baez, A Rejoice in the Sun. Tell us about that.
Look, Joan Baez is an absolute legend when it comes to folk singing in America. Yep. She's been a passionate person for the environment as well as many other causes, and I'm very passionate about the environment. This comes from a movie called Silent Running, and it's about a movie where a spaceship gets shot up into space with four or five huge pieces of forest still in domes up there. And this song is about them jettisoning the domes because they've got to come back to Earth to do more commercial stuff.
That you are an assistant funeral director at the moment, and you certainly have been COVID. What, I mean, we obviously know that there were a few deaths in that through COVID, but it's been fairly difficult for the funeral directors, hasn't it? Because some religions have to have you in the ground within 24 hours, don't they?
That's correct, Alan. And
so how did you cope with that?
Look, we did our very best. Obviously, we took care of those religions that we respect very highly that we needed to take care of first. But the biggest blow came to families only selecting 5 or maybe 10. And you know the state government changed numbers again and again. And then in the course of 2 days, it went from having maybe 20 family and friends of a loved one back to 5. And it was heartbreaking.
It makes it hard.
On top of the grief they were going through of losing a loved one, they had to go through this extra grief of making decisions about who could come and who couldn't come.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Nat King Cole, Smile.
Oh, look, this is one of the favourites. Dad always used to say about Nat King Cole, a beautiful man, and obviously having a different coloured skin meant that he didn't get paid as much as the other crooners, but his voice, the diction, Dad said you've got to listen to the diction of the words that he says, so crisp, so really crystal clear, the words that he sings in Smile and all the other songs, but this one's a beauty.
Your dad played a big part in your music, didn't he? You've mentioned him three or four times.
Yeah, going back to Jelly Roll Morton, he played a lot of jazz on Radio National back in those days, and I listened intently. And I've got a wide genre of music, AC/DC, of course, and all that thing, but some of these crooners back in there, I mean, Bing Crosby with White Christmas, you know, millions and millions and millions, you know.
Yeah.
But Nat King Cole with Smile. It's beautiful.
Let's listen.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through. Every trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? Find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. Tim, Terry Jacks' Seasons in the Sun, how come that one got in?
Well, that's a 1974 song, and I started work as an electroplater for Stokes in 1974, and when you're 15 and there's a lot of things you remember about music and everything, and I just took to it as being one of those first songs that I got involved in sort of the rock and roll industry, you know.
Great era of the 50s and 60s.
Oh, fantastic. 70s. Fantastic.
All right, let's listen to it.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. please pray for me. I was a black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. Little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, the seasons have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die. Singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air. With the flowers everywhere. I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. Starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. All our lives we had fun. We had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. We had joy, we had.
So Tim, all of a sudden you become not only the mayor, you become the CEO or almost a premier, whatever you are, all of a sudden you've got total control over the area. What would be the main wish that you would want to do?
Well, for Yarra Ranges, it would have to be housing, Alan, affordable, social, the different styles of housing. Our housing has not kept up. You know, there are
The amount of housing you mean.
Well, the amount of housing, has not kept up. And look, it's not about destroying the environment to build housing. We could make some of our smaller townships, and we've got 52 townships in Yarra Ranges.
Have they? Is
more
there?
Vibrant, with just a little bit more land without taking that agricultural land away. Everything can still fit in. But the planning scheme, you know, obviously the state planning laws forbid that. People want to live in tiny houses now.
Yep.
They want to live in six houses with a communal kitchen. They want to live with other people in shared areas on large parcels of land. But it's frustrating because the planning scheme is just one barrier after.
Just doesn't
another and another. And it takes so long to change it.
All right, now we've got John Lennon and Imagine.
Well, if we had have listened to John Lennon when he brought out Imagine, and the story is in the words, he talks about peace, he talks about getting along with each other, a very, very powerful legend of a man, and these words that he put into this song have become very powerful through time.
Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
been terrific. We've still got another song to come. But, Tim, not everybody likes their local councillor, do they?
Well, not everyone likes council and councillors. I get that. But I wanted to just reach out for a brief moment, Alan, yep. say to the people, we know how they've been hurting the last couple of years. Yep. We've seen it. We know businesses have failed. We know people have lost their jobs. We know the depression, the anxiety, and all of the other concerns that they've had about COVID yep. and the storms and everything else that we've had to put up with. We are trying to do our very best. The 9 elected representatives of Yarra Ranges Council, I know that if the mayor was here now, Jim would want me to say that to everyone too.
He's coming along in a couple of months' time to do choice tunes too.
Oh, that'll be great. So, he's a grouse mayor and he's a very caring person. So we just have to try and get on there and do our very best and hope that people will connect in the way that council, because we're the closest to the people level of government.
Absolutely. But the other issue too, and we should mention this, people like Jim and Fiona and yourself and that, you've had the same problems with COVID as well. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not only a case of saying, well, council has had a tough time as a group, but you people, you live in the community, you're part of it.
I mean, all the community events stopped. We didn't have any of the big stuff that people love to go to every year.
Yep.
We couldn't connect with our community. It was against the law.
Yep.
Yeah, we felt really bad too.
Oh, and apart from that, it's not only that aspect. The other aspect that where you had a problem too was the fact that you were at home, you were stuck in yourself, you couldn't do five
kilometres
and all that. So it's not only a case of you of it being tough for everybody, like you guys were in this exactly the same boat.
We were, and we all had to pay attention to the very severe restrictions that we had
with
6 lockdowns.
And also the other issue too, of course, through that, I know we had the mayor of the time... Councillor Fiona McAllister talking to us, you had the storms that went through and people were without power for weeks.
We did, and some of those massive mountain ash trees up in the Dandenongs and other areas, I never thought in a month of Sundays that they would come down.
Yep.
But there were hundreds of them that came down. And, I mean, they've been standing there for well over 100 years.
Yeah. And they just decided that day.
Yeah, some of the winds were up to about 127 kilometres an hour, Alan,
Nothing's really going to be able to withstand that, are they?
No, they're not.
No.
Not at all.
Tim, look, first of all, I've got to say it's been fantastic having you in today. We've really enjoyed having you here, and I really am grateful that you're able to come, because that's what this is all about. People know a little bit more about you than what they did an hour ago.
I'm honoured to be here. Yarra Valley FM is Yarra Rangers' only community radio station. I know that we've got a tip of one on the Dandenongs, but you've been rock solid here for many, many moons.
Been here
and
for
it's
a
been
while.
Fantastic to be connected
and
with
it. We see ourselves as part of the community, and we're here 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed, and I think you might have heard that some of the interviews we're getting to, that last interview that was supposed to be all about helping small business, the lady was terrific. She just opened up about her own mental health issues, and we'll get her back. So hopefully, and I know we've had one person already come and said that they related to that interview, so we hope that some of these interviews we do, that people might just be able to go and get a bit of advice, get a bit of help.
Yeah. They need that, because people are still hurting.
Yeah.
It hasn't finished.
And really, it's going to take years to get over some of the COVID stuff. And more importantly, unfortunately, at the end of 2020, I made a speech at the local high school and I said, well, we're out of this. 2021's going to be a terrific year.
I think we all made that, Alan. I think we all made that.
And 2020,
how wrong we were.
2021, we're back. Jim, look, it's been fantastic. Thank you for coming.
It's an honour. Thank you for
having
me.
Where Do You Go, My Lovely, by Peter Starsid.
Yeah, look, this is an important song to me. It makes you remind of where your roots are, where the people are, and it keeps me grounded because, of course, I've been given the honour of being a councillor many times now, and mayor too, but I always remember that you are in the community, and that's where the people are at grassroots level.
And at times, unfortunately, you're only as good as your last decision too, aren't you?
Correct, Alan, correct.
There's always everybody out there trying to say, You didn't do what I wanted to do.
And I respect their views all the time.
Yep. And it's a great area to live too, isn't it?
Oh, I love the Rangers.
Terrific people.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well.
Thank you, Alan.
And the next 2 years on the council, and we'll see where you go then.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming.
Okay.
Marlena Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circle, they hang on every word you speak. Yes, they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. You're in between 20 and 30, a very desirable age. Your body is firm and inviting, but you live on a glittering stage. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan, he sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts
that surround you, 'cause I can't.